Hello to all our dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Capital Segment, the Summer the Sun Ask podcast series. I'm Zainab Patel, proudly hosting you in this podcast. And Ms. Elahi Tuti is with us as a guest and one of the enthusiasts in the field of capital and cryptocurrency. To talk about one of the most famous and valuable cryptocurrencies. Our today's topic is about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. So I recommend cryptocurrency enthusiasts to stay with us until the end of this podcast. Hello to you, Ms. Tuti. Welcome.
Hello, Ms. Patel, and greetings to all our dear listeners. I'm delighted to be here again and serve you and our dear listeners.
You're welcome. We're also glad to have you here too. Well, dear Ms. Tuti, can you give us a general explanation about famous cryptocurrency Bitcoin to start?
Yes, of course. Bitcoin is the first and most famous cryptocurrency introduced in 2009 by an individual or group under the name Satoshi Nakamoto, who many believe today is Elon Musk. Bitcoin operates on blockchain technology and is globally transferred and exchanged among individuals without the need for a central intermediary. Unlike traditional currencies regulated and controlled by central financial intermediaries such as banks, Bitcoin has features including decentralization, limited supply, security, privacy, speed, low cost, divisibility, and transaction transparency.
Very well. Can you provide some explanations about these features?
Certainly. Bitcoin operates in a decentralized network, meaning no central authority like a central bank or government has control over it. Transactions are confirmed by a network known as miners, and a complete history of transactions is recorded in a public ledger called the blockchain. The second feature is limited supply. Bitcoin exists in limited quantities. According to the initial design, the total number of mineable bitcoins is approximately 21 million units. This limitation is due to the halving process, which periodically reduces the Bitcoin mining reward. This scarcity contributes to the value of Bitcoin and is considered a significant pricing factor. The third feature is the security of Bitcoin. Bitcoin uses a strong encryption for transaction security. The network is verified by miners with high computational power, constantly creating changes in the blockchain and ensuring security. Additionally, Bitcoin employs public key cryptocurrency, ensuring user privacy protection. The fourth feature is privacy or the lack of identification. In the Bitcoin blockchain, transactions are publicly recorded, but individuals' identities in these transactions remain anonymous. Instead of real names and addresses, people use Bitcoin addresses for sending and receiving funds, preserving user privacy and allowing them to transact without revealing their identity. The fifth feature is the speed and low cost of this cryptocurrency. Bitcoin transfers are conducted at higher speed, especially compared to international bank transfers that may take longer due to reliance on centralized systems and intermediaries. Also, transaction costs associated with Bitcoin are significantly lower than traditional methods of money transfer. The sixth feature is the divisibility of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is divisible, meaning one Bitcoin unit can be divided into smaller numbers. A small unit of Bitcoin called a Satoshi is usable. This capability allows individuals to use Bitcoin for small-scale purchases. The seventh feature is transaction transparency. All Bitcoin transactions are recorded on the blockchain and are publicly accessible. This transparency allows anyone to review and confirm transactions, strengthening public trust in the Bitcoin network and reducing the likelihood of fraud.
Thank you very much for your comprehensive explanations. Well, let's move on to our listeners' most frequent questions. As the first question, how is Bitcoin produced?
Bitcoin is produced by miners. Miners, by solving complex mathematical problems called mining, confirm Bitcoin transactions and add them to the blockchain. As a reward for this, miners receive Bitcoin. This process is known as Bitcoin mining or mining.
Okay, let's move on to the second question. How can one purchase Bitcoin?
You can purchase Bitcoin through cryptocurrency exchanges. To do this, you need to create an account on an exchange and then deposit your regular currency, in our case, the euro, into the exchange account. With your balance, you can then buy Bitcoin.
Well, and the third question, is Bitcoin secure?
Bitcoin is generally considered secure in terms of blockchain technology and encryption. However, it should be noted that Bitcoin security not only depends on technology, but also on users' security management. Implementing security measures such as using cold wallets or safeguarding private keys is crucial.
Okay, the next question. How is Bitcoin stored?
Bitcoin is stored in cryptocurrency wallets. Wallets provide a secure environment for holding your Bitcoin private keys. Wallets can be hardware-based such as USB wallets, software-based such as desktop or mobile wallets, or online such as cryptocurrency exchanges.
Well, as the final question, can Bitcoin be traced?
Bitcoin transactions are visible on the blockchain and all transactions are publicly accessible. However, the real identity of the owner of a Bitcoin address is not identifiable. People can use Bitcoin relatively anonymously, but with detailed analysis of transactions, patterns, and connections may be discovered, aiding in better identifying address owners. This was one of the features I mentioned earlier.
Thanks a lot, dear Mr. D. I hope those seeking information about cryptocurrency Bitcoin and its functionality have gained sufficient knowledge. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm also glad I could be here to serve you and your listeners. I hope this information has been useful for our listeners. Until next time.
Well, another episode of our podcast about cryptocurrency Bitcoin with our esteemed guest Ms. Ella Hetuti is going to be finished. I hope that by sharing this information, those interested in the field of capital and cryptocurrencies have benefits. We're still looking forward to your comments and suggestions, dear listeners, on the social network of Sava the Sun Ask Podcast. If there is a topic you'd like us to discuss, please share it with us. Until the next podcast, goodbye.